Hello and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for we're just gonna say December 2025.
Well, the finale of 2025.
Yes, the big wrap-up of 2025. I'm Jen.
And I'm David.
Cause holidays, man. Holidays.
Yes.
Having to do like shopping and cat adoption events and assorted holiday things, so we haven't worked it into the schedule, but and like
it's been
sinus infection on your part, and
I think because I didn't go to the doctor because it happened on Christmas, that like
it's rough.
Something like, well, the night before, like my throat was a little off, and my sinuses have been not great for the last week or so. But I woke up on Christmas. I could bear. Well, no, I could swallow. It just hurt to swallow. And my sinuses were so fucked up. I had a headache. I was like half delirious. And I fucked up because I had to run out 2 days before Christmas to go get a turkey breast. Not a whole turkey. Because I thought I'd had another one from Thanksgiving, but I didn't. So I had to go get that. And then my dumbass, when I was putting shit away, I accidentally put it in the freezer so it wasn't ready on Christmas.
No!
And then I was delirious, so... Thankfully, I had pot pies, so I had that.
Well, good.
And I had the turkey the next day. But, yeah, it's been not the worst Christmas ever, but it was not a good
Christmas. Several years ago, I had the worst food poisoning of my life over a Christmas trip to my parents. Probably due to buying, like, a gas station ham sandwich in West Virginia, like, in the morning. So, it was definitely not fresh.
Yeah, no, that's not.
It's like that Futurama episode where Fry has a gas station sandwich and a whole civilization takes up in his intestine. It was like that.
Yeah, I've never had a gas station sandwich, and I never, well, prepackaged, I've had, like, the equivalent of, like, a Subway.
Yeah.
Like Wawa's or something. But.
Yeah, that's not... No, I mean, like, the prepackaged cooler case stuff.
No.
Do not recommend it. Even though I do it all the time because I flirt with death.
Ew, no. Unless you're in Japan doing that, no. Do not do that in America.
So, yeah, we have not a lot of news for the month of December. Just a little bit. Probably more shipping stuff. Once we get to the shipping stuff, just because lots of things have been showing up and then disappearing. Then, for the end of the episode, we are going to talk about our stuff of the year.
Yeah.
Just, you know, stuff of the year. Stuff. An informal poll of stuff of the year.
How has 2025 been?
So, to start off with, at the beginning of the month, they revealed the RoboSyn Soundwave. He cannot actually play cassette tapes, so that's a pass.
No, but he
does. The Bluetooth speaker thing is interesting. I mean, of course, obviously that's a pass for both of us because neither of us are dropping that kind of money on the RoboSyn stuff.
No, not on any single Transformer thing. No, I mean, I don't know what at that price could actually tempt me. Other than, like, oh, here's a box set of IDW accurate toys.
If they redid that Grimlock as Deathsaurus, I might have to start looking at prices for kidneys on the black market. You only need one.
Yeah.
But yes, I was hoping. I realized that Soundwave is a mini cassette recorder, not a full-size tape player, so it would not be actually G1 appropriate to be able to, like, stick my heart tape in there and listen to it.
RoboSyns are big, so.
Yeah, but no, sadly, he does not actually play cassette tapes, so that is a pass. I will have to continue using the Sony boombox thing that I found at a flea market. There was a Chinese show that had, like, a convention that had some new toys.
Oh, yeah, what was the name of that show even? I don't remember.
Oh, here we go. I'm gonna have to
Open
my keyboard so I can click properly on the link in the show notes. It was... hold music. Oh, it's just Hasbro China. China's offline event. So maybe they just had a thing for themselves. I mean, it definitely looks like a convention setup. But yes, we got, oh, there's that smoke screen. So there's animated Ratchet, who looks like a pretty heavy retool of the Trailbreaker mold. It looks fine. He's got the hood, the way the whole hood folds down to be his old man gut.
It isn't quite as effective gut as the original animated toy, but like the Trailbreaker is kind of that too. He's just got a dad bod.
Yeah. So he looks pretty good. I'd say it looks probably better than the animated Retgar that's been showing up, which really does just look like... I mean, I realize that those Junkions weren't even Siege, but they are very Siege Greebly-ish. Because they are Junkions. I mean, Trashmaster is a very solid toy.
No, he's a good toy. The problem is, well, I just associate animated Retgar with being tall and skinny.
Yeah. But yeah, the Ratchet looks pretty good. Smokescreen looks fine. People are remembering
Well, I thought he was Prowl. Screen exists. Yes, I forgot because I thought, oh, we're making a new Prowl. Why does Prowl look weird? And you see the car mode. It's like, oh, right, Smokescreen was a character. Yes, I forgot.
People are remembering there was a guy who was Smokescreen in Transformers Prime. He was in season 3. He was Nolan North.
The second thought after realizing, oh, that's Smokescreen of me and quite a few people was, oh, this would be a great Knockout redeco.
Yeah.
It's like, why didn't we use this as Knockout?
And then there was also the Swerve and Power Glide.
Yes.
So that's fun.
The Swerve is actually retooled more than I would have thought.
Yeah, I mean, he looks pretty good.
Like, his wheels are different. Well, he's got fake wheels on his shoulders, and his real wheels go in a different place than they did on the gears.
I mean, lots of people are a little salty that he's a very G1 Swerve, because
I mean,
very few people have
that's not surprising.
Any particular feelings about G1 Swerve. I mean, he was in, like, 5 seconds of Five Faces of Darkness.
He was one of my favorite of the mini-bots as a kid.
Uh-huh.
But, like, that was just me saying, oh, he looks cool. He's a better color scheme than Gears.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I like, no real association with him until IDW did something great with him.
Yes. I mean, it's possible they're just doing a toy Swerve to differentiate from the later studio series, more than meets the eye Swerve that...
Yes, please.
...is theoretically, possibly, maybe going to happen at some point. I don't know. We still have, like, absolutely zero confirmation any of that's ever going to happen. But...
No. Well, we will still dream. By the time it happens, it probably won't be called Studio Series anymore. It'll be a different name.
I mean, it could be. Comic studios are still studios.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody calls them studios. I think you just call them, like, publishers. But yeah, some new looks at some upcoming stuff. Nothing.
Oh, the Power Glide looks good, but I'm... something about it bugs me. I'm not sure what.
There's a lot of people who are concerned about how greebly his mask is.
Yeah, well, because, like, I think it, like, rotates up to hide his face.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it just...
Also, there's a Prime Cliff Jumper in there.
Yeah.
You can just tell that. So, good for him. Looking forward to the inevitable zombie repaint. Good old Cliff Jumper. Dying immediately.
Oh, I do want the Orion Pax for his giant saw blade weapon.
It is pretty cool. He's mining. He's a miner. He's got to have his mining equipment.
Speaking of which, I just opened an Orion Pax Blokey.
Yay. Ooh, I have the Chase one. Because I'm cool.
Oh, yeah, you got the cool one.
Because I'm a new type.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get a Chase of anything. Is he the only one with Chases? Yeah, he's the one with the Chase. Okay.
Aw.
So the last one should be Megatron, I think.
Oh no, what if that swapped out for that second SG ratchet? You're gonna be so mad. Sorry, David is going through a case of blockies as we record.
Yes, this is one of my presents to myself from the last few months of things that I put under the Christmas tree. I found this when I was getting that extra turkey.
It was
like, I stopped at a Walmart.
Yeah.
I just grabbed the whole box of 9 because it's like, well, this is the first time I've seen them in a while.
Yeah, and what do they end up being? Like, I guess 9 would be $45.
48 with tax.
Yeah, so. That's like a Voyager these days.
Yeah, I know. This is a good bang for my buck.
Yes. My comic shop guy said he is expecting to get more blockies in soon, so that's pretty exciting. I think he's going to get some that we will be touching on momentarily.
Yeah, because with blokies, like, if you're going to, like, go to eBay or something to try buy the ones you exactly want out of a set, like, that's going to be, like, half the price of the entire set or more. So it's like, fuck it, just pick up the whole damn box. It's almost $50, but whatever.
Shipping is so anyway. Much now. That
too.
There were some leaked images of the upcoming redo of the Studio 686 or Studio Series 86 Hot Rod. yep, he's pink.
Yeah.
He is definitely pink. Speaking of my comic shop guy, he's always trying to get me to bring some stuff in to trade for store credit because he really needs some Transformers inventory because he has very little Transformers inventory.
Oh.
I got the previous Studio Series 86 Hot Rod and he just ended up kind of like, I took him out and fiddled with him and put him back in the box and was like, this is something that I will enjoy someday in the future when I have shelves. And so now I'm kind of wondering if I should give that to the sell that to the comic shop, throw that in the pile and just get this one.
Once you get the pre-order up. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Throw that in the pile. And then when this comes out, he had Deathsaurus at his shop. Briefly, but not the Minicon or not the Micromasters.
Well, I guess the Micromasters probably go for a lot more. So.
He was asking me whether it was like properly complete because he didn't actually know. So I was like, well, it came with these two other little guys, but they're not really part of him. They were just included. So, but that actually sold through pretty quick, which was nice. But yeah, he's pink. Like I said, I might just toss my old one in the cell pile and get this new one. I do appreciate him being pink.
It is Megatron!
Yay! Good.
The one that got sold, I got all of them because I got the box. Somehow I got a second SG Ratchet, and the one I'm missing is Robot Mode Swoop.
Oh, okay. Well,
if I'm going to be missing one out of this set, fine, I got the regular Beast Mode Swoop. That's the good one.
I guess that's fair. I have the Robot Mode Swoop just from a blind draw of that set while I was picking up odds and ends from Walmart, and he's pretty good. I mean, he is my favorite Dinobot, of course, because he flies.
Yeah.
So I guess it would have been really sad if you were missing the Megatron.
The thing is, like, when I opened it, the first two I opened were the two I wanted most. SG Ratchet and Dirge.
Really? You know who I want most is that Megatron.
Sorry.
That's okay. Someday my Walmart will get those in again. And when I'm there picking up, like, trash bags and butane, then I can throw that in for $5.
You want an SG Ratchet?
I have one.
Okay, well then I'll sell that to somebody at TFCon.
I also already have it. I have a spare Wheeljack, though. But, anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
So yeah, there was that, not necessarily Transformers related, but there was that Mighty Orbots Kickstarter for that great big old Mighty Orbots toy that looked really, really 1984.
Yeah, they were trying to make it like as authentic as the actual toy would have come out at the time.
And, well, we will say this. It's doing better than the Tron.
Yeah, it's so, like, we're like 15 days, I think, left or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's about halfway there, so it might, if you want it, I was interested in it because I love Mighty Orbouts. The thing is, the price tag?
Especially considering how it looks, because it definitely looks like an unproduced 1984 prototype.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, modern engineering. It is just a chunk. It's a chunk. Yeah.
It's
how
a
much
chunk
is that, it? You
I think it was 300.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Like, yeah, like if
that's
it had been 100
for a chunk,
easy money, I would have put it down. 150, I probably would have got it.
Maybe
200 would have been me debating whether or not I want it. 300 is out of my price range for this thing. That's like a foot tall block.
I mean, considering 300 is what we're getting Lyo Kaiser for, and that's six guys with modern engineering.
Yeah, these are five guys and some extras. Well, three guys,
but,
two girls.
Know,
actually, it does come with the Oh No, too, so.
Best wishes to them, but yeah.
Yeah, I hope it funds, but I don't.
Again, it's doing better than Tron.
Yeah, yes.
Poor Tron. Poor Tron.
I mean, Tron was understandable.
Yeah.
Because, like,
nobody actually cares that much. I mean,
more people care about Mighty Orbots, which is hilarious, but appropriate.
So, moving on to a touch of licensed stuff, eHobby is doing some fun things again. They've got the cute little, they've got little acrylic keychains, which is kind of fun because it's very, like, Artist's Alley at a convention kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. But didn't we cover these before? Oh, no, these are new ones. Yeah, they're cute.
There's one with the aerial bots and then
and the
a Superion one, and I want it. I want that a lot. So I might have to keep an eye on, I don't know, Buy or whatever people use to buy things from Japan.
I'd love to get the Stunticrons group, but these feel very much like things that people would make at a con. These feel more like fan things. I mean,
yeah.
They're cool,
yeah.
But like
I said,
pay a lot for them.
Yeah. Well, they're, I mean, for retail pricing, for a pair of them, they are
pair. Okay,
1,430 yen, or like
about 10 bucks. Yeah.
So it's just a matter of getting them across the Pacific is the problem.
Okay, for two of them, that's a fine price. But again, that's the thing. How are we going to get them?
And they also have sticker set. The sticker set is amazing because the sticker set. One of the stickers, I think our friends were referring to this as the reverse weeb effect of Japan really liking stuff that they did not get. Because one of the stickers is Longtooth.
Oh.
You know, the walrus head pretender guy.
Yeah.
It's like how they really like Stranglehold. The pretender guy who's like a wrestler who just looks like roided out Burt Reynolds, because they didn't get him, so it's like reverse weeb effect. But yeah, and they've got some other cute little sets. It's definitely worth checking out their site. They've got like a little Brainstorm and Mind Wipe sticker thingy. I mean, it's all in Japanese, so it's a little hard to see. For those of us in the U.S., what exactly we're looking at here, but it's some cute stuff. It's some cute odds and ends, and I'm glad that they're, you know, branching out into fun kind of fan community stuff like that. We got some new Blockies pictures for upcoming waves. There is... Let's see, I'm loading. Come on, Link. You can do it. I believe in you. There's a girl. I guess this is actually the second girl they've done. Because they are doing an RC this time. They did previously do a Transformers 1, Alita 1 in, like, the second wave of the Transformers 1 ones. I don't know if those have started showing up yet. I should probably be paying more attention to, like, AliExpress and all that. There is a Trypticon who can go with your Metroplex. There's a Unicron. I guess these are... So if there's a Trypticon, I'm guessing these are the $10 ones, honestly. Okay. It's hard to tell, because they name all of the waves weird things.
Yeah.
But maybe not. I know there is a wave like that that's coming up, because that's got the, like, premium version of that IDW Megatron. So maybe these are just, maybe the Trypticon is just squeezed in there at the $5 price point. There's a Jetfire, which I'm excited by because I like Autobots who can fly. I don't know, it's just a thing about me. I do like that there is a Springer and an RC. There is a, which one's the red one?
Thrust.
Thrust.
Thrust. Bombshell, Mirage.
I have been in this fandom for 30 or 40 years now.
Well, you've traded your knowledge of Coneheads for knowledge of which aerial bots are which.
Yes, I learned that, and that took up all the brain cells that I would have used to tell the Coneheads apart.
Yeah.
But there's another Conehead. Yeah, it looks like those are the $5 wave. So those will be nice and cheap. Also, in the little itty-bitty ones, little SD-style Defender version.
The teeny-weenies.
We're going beast mode. Yay. We're going beast mode. We've got Optimus Primal and Megatron in both robot mode and beast mode. We got a little Cheetor. We've also got some remaining vehicles for the Combaticons, so that's Yay. Cool. We've got a Perceptor. I love Perceptor. He's such a nerd. We've got an Astro Train. We got a little Dino Mode Snarl. And we got SG Rodimus. Not Lost Light Rodimus. SG Rodimus. So that's fun. But yeah, those should be showing up sometime in the near future. I know everybody's going to be very excited to get a little beast mode Megatron.
And I gotta see if I can find all the Combaticons somehow.
And there's an Ultra Magnus. Yeah, you might, if it comes to it, my comic shop guy said that he is going to be continuing to get blockies in. There was some uncertainty around his distributor, but it sounds like he's getting some more, so I can always keep an eye out, split a case again.
Oh, shoot, they got the Combaticon vehicles pictured with the Starscream. Now I want a Starscream, too.
Is it vehicle mode Starscream or robot mode Starscream?
Robot mode Starscream.
Okay, because I got a vehicle mode Starscream. He lives at work.
Oh.
Where the planes go. And then finally, if we had a nickel for every Tarn that some third-party company was making a model kit of that came with nickels, we would have two nickels.
That was hilarious, because I think it was, like, revealed that, like one of them was already known that was going to come out. A second one was revealed with a nickel, and then, like, 2 days later, the first one was revealed, oh, it's coming with a nickel also.
Yes, so... both Yolo Park and Blockies are doing model kit sets of Tarn, and both of them come with nickel, which is, I mean, it's very cool. It's just interesting that this is a thing that they're like, oh, we gotta pack in his little medic buddy. But which is funny, because Tarn is definitely, I mean, part of his character is that he's a cringy edgelord. But it is funny that, you know, we're also adding something frivolous looking. But the Yolo Park one is a lot, like, more metallic and shiny.
Yeah, I like the Blokies one better. Like, the nickel there just looks cuter.
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of their style, so that works out. But the Blockies one is going to be part of their Action Edition model kit set, which also apparently my comic shop is going to be getting. So hopefully those will get some kind of U.S. distribution. Because he told me today when I was in picking up, you know, the new Void Rivals, etc., that he was going to be getting some Blocky sets in that were like Megatron and Optimus and Soundwave. And I was wondering if that was the kits that are like in the 10-ish to 20-ish dollar range, that they've only done the movie designs and the Transformers 1 designs.
Oh, right, the bigger ones. Yeah, I have the Starscream in that, the movie Starscream.
These are apparently even bigger because the Blockies website has them listed as $40.
Ooh, yeah, I don't need that.
Which for a Blocky is gotta be pretty great. Actually, I'm curious. I'm looking on their site and they've got a listing for the Evangelions. Yeah, the Evas are also the same price. I saw the box for one of those in person at FYE and it was big. Those are probably going to be some pretty big, pretty impressive kits for $40. But yes, one of those is going to be Tarn, which with again, a very cute little nickel. That one's, I mean, it's in the Blocky style, so it's not like all metallic. So I guess it depends on how much you like metallic things versus how much you like things that are a little cuter. So that's fun. I mean, the Ultimates, the Super 7 Ultimates Tarn also came with nickel, but that was like 2 years ago. So it's not like two things that were announced at the same week like these.
Oh, right. Yeah, that one.
I was really hoping to find that at Ross at some point. That just never happened. I will just have to make do with my NECA Elf figure that I got from Ross this year. It's Elf. So that is about it for the stuff worth dedicating time to talking about. So for shipping, man, lots of shipping stuff going on. I mean, this was, of course, an active sales month because of Christmas. Target has already clearanced out a bunch of the, like, reissues and stuff that they got. Those gigawatts are gone.
Yeah, well, I already got the gigawatts. Yeah, I bought most of the stuff before the sales, and then I just didn't get it. Well, I think I got... Oh, no, I got some Joes with the sale.
There was that one day when they were doing 40% off all Transformers, and I picked up Sunstreaker. And then I realized I'm not sure if I got the actual red deco Earthrise side or Siege side swipe or not, because I definitely got the G2 one and then the other G2 one and then Red Alert, because my Walgreens had literally a dozen Red Alerts for some reason for like a year. And the red one, the Siege one, may be in a box somewhere. Alternately, it can't possibly be going for that much. So I will get some Brothers. Alternately, Sunstreaker can just hang out with G2 Sideswipe and be embarrassed by his brother's emo face. So, but yeah, there was that one day, there was the 40% off, and they actually, they had Big Convoy on the shelf, which was tempting, but I have to remind myself that a woolly mammoth is not the same as a mastodon. A mastodon is a different thing.
Yeah, well...
but yeah, that's, we're recording this on the Saturday after Christmas, and I went to my Target today and all the resellers had descended on that place like a pack of feral wolves, cause all of that clearance stuff had gotten cleared out. The Sonic sets got cleared out. Those gigawatts got cleared out. I want to say that the Devastation Wheeljack got clearance, but the Sideswipe didn't.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe because he's red, so they're going to let him stick around for longer. If anyone still had Silver Bolts on the shelf, those are heavily discounted. So lots of clearance right now for all that stuff. Because it is the season. Churn, churn, churn. So new stuff is showing up. Even throughout December, new stuff was showing up. Like I said, I saw Big Convoy on the Shelf. Honestly, doesn't seem like embarrassingly small in person. Everybody made fun of him. I was calling him Medium Convoy. In person, he still seems like acceptably large.
He's so wide is the thing.
He is. He's not a mastodon, though. I only care about mastodon.
Yeah, but
some people have started seeing now that the old stock is being cleared away and new stock is coming out. There have been reports just showing up of Studio Series Windcharger, the 86 one, and the Transformers 1 Arachnid. I have personally run into an animated Retgar whose head was for some reason pushed back down so that it looked like he was headless at first, even though that's not even an open window package. Hmm. I don't know what was going on there.
Or it just came packaged like that.
Yeah.
Shipping.
People have been seeing and also receiving from online retailers, Quintus and Quickstrike and SureShot and Jalopy and Blastoff. Razor Claw.
Speaking of Quintus, I'm transforming them right now.
Know that he is Razor Claw. Yeah, Quintus does seem really cool. So that's, if I run into that in a store, I'm going to be sorely tempted, even though I'm trying to stick to, like, limit my primes. Also,
I'm like, if I find the primes in a store, mostly until we get the Liege Maxima.
Very exciting for everybody. Studio Series 86 Soundwave is out. By all accounts, he is exactly doing the job he was asked to do.
Yeah,
he is Studio Series 86 Soundwave. He's got tapes. He turns into a big box. He looks like Soundwave. I would have been happy with the Netflix Soundwave just being my Soundwave, except like everybody else's, mine became grotesquely discolored.
I haven't looked at mine in a while.
You might want to check on that.
What happens to his colors?
They just, some of the gray gets like brown.
Ooh.
I will show you a picture later. I will dig mine out and send you a picture later because mine is a perfect example of it.
I gotta remember where the hell mine is.
Because for whatever reason, I was just exceptionally cursed. I know I've shared pictures of my G-Axis, which is the most heartbreaking thing in the world because I was the only person that toy was for. No one else wanted that. Me. I'm gonna have to find one that, like, a collector is selling because I cannot imagine those go for anything on the secondary market, and I'll just have to get one that I can tell is not yellowed because mine is definitely wearing yellow underwear.
For some reason, like, the idea of G-Axis being in hideous colors makes sense to me for him.
That is true. It is not inappropriate colors, but I know that they are incorrect. And I love him. He's so great. He's just G-Axis. He's got his terrible jet mode.
Yep.
It's perfect. Anyway, as you can tell, I still am delighted by that toy that came out like a couple years ago. Studio Series 86 Soundwave has been showing up on shelves. Keep your eyes out. He is probably gonna go super fast though. That's one that, like, normies are going to be snapping up, so...
Yeah.
Probably
should have pre-ordered him, but...
I know because of the price point, he's not going to be...
He's expensive, so he might not vanish that fast, but...
Well, no,
I see him, I need him.
What I'm thinking, what they call it, like, A-level, like the Devastation Optimus and the Studio Series Bumblebee... And the stuff that they just ship to retailers in solid cases. Mm. Which is thus far just been a thing with deluxes, but they really should be doing that with him. Because, yeah, he's one that even the most casual of Transformers appreciators are going to be snapping up. But, you know, hopefully you pre-ordered it. Like, I think I saw a Studio Series Megatron on the shelf, like, once. So, good luck. Fingers crossed. Anything else you want to add to the sightings?
I've found things. I've bought things. Wait, what else did I see? I've gotten all the Superion bits, all the Constructicons now. Oh, I still haven't opened the Hot Wheels guys.
Oh, yeah. Those... I don't think those are being clearanced, but I do know they were included in that 40% off sale. Hmm. You know what else was included in the 40% off sale was pre-orders, so you could pre-order frequency and get the 40% off.
Yeah,
and they cancel your old pre-order from the last time they did a sale.
Hey, that's through Target. Target can be really funky. Also, I think I used a coupon to get like 10% off him to begin with anyway, or mm-hmm. something. So I was like, no, I'm not going to cancel and reorder because Target might just delete the order.
Nah, I canceled and reordered. I wanted that extra $10 cheaper. So, except that day they were having like their website melting down. And also I was dealing with a 24-hour flu, so that was an adventure. This month's been an adventure.
Benjamin, why must you do the cardboard right now? Buddy, why? Why do you do this?
He's like, cuz. So, stuff of the year, which honestly is a term that I kind of stole from the 404 Media podcast. So, stuff of the year.
Things of the year.
So, I set up the categories as best physical object, best media. And I was thinking maybe just, I guess, to end on a sour note for no good reason, the biggest disappointment.
Oh, I should have thought about these earlier.
And then I suppose the most exciting news we're looking forward to for the future. Well, then I can start, of course. My best physical object for the year was, of course, the Aerial Bots. My boys. Mm. My perfect boys. A perfect combiner. They're the best. I finally got a Fireflight with the show head. I love them a lot. I love them definitely more than the Combiner Boars ones, so sorry, Alpha Bravo.
Shoot, this is tough. I shouldn't say Moses Storm because it's not a Transformer.
You know,
I've already proselytized that.
We could make an exception if you want, but go ahead.
I have a better one because it's surprising. Because I never had the original toy because I didn't really care, and I wish bits of it were translucent like the original. But I fucking love Quickstrike.
Oh yeah.
I mean, admittedly, there is the recency bias because I only got him a couple weeks ago, but he's fun.
Yeah, he did just... I mean, the original toy was a lot of fun. He was definitely a standout of Beast Wars.
Yeah, good colors.
I mean, I don't know about that,
joints,
because
but...
Beast Wars was a pretty excellent toy line as far as just
things, but...
toys go. But he was a good one.
He's just a fun little weirdo.
He's got that...
like, asymmetry is fine.
Scorpion tail, and...
which is another dude.
Yeah, which has a head. Yeah.
I kind of wish, like, his leg hand did a little bit more, but he's so good at posing. I mean, I guess the next closest would be the Studio Series Megatron, but that's probably the top of most people's lists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that was a good one. That one, I'm going to play with more once I have shelves set up. I'm back to that whole problem of shelving. But yeah, he's a good solid one. I'm looking up some stuff here real quick.
Yes, I probably forgot something for the beginning of the year, or that I got at TFCon, which was cooler, but like I have problems with Megatron's tank mode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Megatronus is a much better tank, but as a Megatron, he's a really damn good Megatron. So he lives on my desk.
So, favorite media?
What was media this year? Did Transformers 1 come out this year, or was that last year?
That was last year. I'm sorry, that was my birthday last year.
Okay.
I guess this year we had, so we had the comics, and then we had Cyberworld. And then we had the Earthspark specials.
The Earthspark that just came out, which I watched one. I didn't watch the second one yet.
It kind of sounds like you weren't really in love with any of it.
I think I'm going to have to cheat and steal what should be your answer. Micronauts.
Yeah, that is sufficiently Transformers adjacent.
It is. We got space bridges and ground bridge shit, so... Yes.
Apparently, once, and I am, I do need to start moving to the point of, like, asking Eric Rogers for, like, reference material for wiki stuff, because apparently there is access to the Bible out there, and, ooh, like, the whole thing about Micronium being Energon is basically background canon.
I guess you have to start building the wiki, and I have to make time to watch episodes to help.
Watch more episodes.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I will let you have that, even though obviously Micronauts was, like, my favorite thing of the decade, yes, basically.
Well, we can both pick the same thing, because it's like, I mean, the comics have been good. But, like, well, Void Rivals has been better. Which is still a tie-in.
My favorite media was Skybound Transformers number 20, where the Aerial Bots showed up. And it's a shame that the series was canceled at that point, and nothing further was written about any of that. Nothing ever happened after that. It just, that was it. Just they showed up and were very good boys and had a group hug, and that's it. No other stories were told. Just gonna pretend nothing happened, because that was so good for that one issue, and then it's just like, ha, I made you care about something, fuck you. And I'm like, well, yeah, fuck you too. Honorable mention to that one panel in Void Rivals where Hot Rod talks about how he likes it that all the parachutes popping out of the fighter jets that they're shooting down, because, you know, it makes him feel better about taking part in this combat to know that everyone is actually okay.
Okay, as panel of the year, that's up there. There was one that really got me, but I can't remember.
But man, Micronauts, just like... coming out of left field. So good.
Yeah, out of nowhere, and it's actually being really good. I mean...
so good.
It's better than I expected. Like, I have only seen a handful of episodes, but yes, it's real good cartoon for children. We've watched lots of cartoons for children, and it's up there.
I'm currently watching Gravity Falls for the first time.
Ooh, I need to get around
more than,
to that,
like, a couple episodes.
But Gravity Falls feels more like a show that was actually aimed at adults, but shown for children.
I could see that. I could see that. But yeah, Micronauts is... man. How did they put that in a closet and just pretend it didn't exist? I'm so mad.
I know. I mean, yeah.
But at least found its way out.
I'm confused how that happens for movies, but it almost makes more sense since that's one object you have to hide away. This is a whole series. A whole finished series.
So, biggest disappointment. I can start, because mine is kind of... in the bigger picture, my biggest Transformers-related disappointment for the year was Paramount's heel turn into fascism. Considering that they have the rights to, like, Earthspark and various other Transformers-related things.
Yeah.
So that was, cause I had been like a Paramount Plus subscriber before that, and I am a big fan of Stephen Colbert. And so just the heel turn, just suddenly out of nowhere, just so they could do the Skydance merger, was really upsetting for me. And also because that means, you know, when a couple new Earthspark specials came out, I had to find my way around the seven seas to yo-ho-ho them. Which is not something I generally... I mean, I talk up a big game about, lol, I'm pirating everything. But that's only because companies are being terrible right now. And in better circumstances, I much prefer to pay for the media that I'm consuming. I would much rather live in a world where I can give a company money to be able to just access Earthspark whenever I want to watch it. And just... not feeling like I can morally do that and feeling like the better moral choice is piracy is not something I love. I'm happy to do it, and I'm happy to encourage others to do it, but I would much rather not have to make those kinds of decisions. I would rather be just giving Paramount my $10 or whatever a month and having access to the Transformers stuff that they have. So it sucks. It sucks a lot. I'm very disappointed in them. You know, I didn't see it coming at all. But they wanted to do a merger and they got rid of one of my favorite shows and have captured the other one. So that sucked. That was my biggest disappointment.
That is big. It's killing me. I think there was a toy this year that disappointed me, but I can't remember what it was. I'm trying to just check our Discord to figure out what it was.
I'm sorry to come in with fascism, and now you,
you have to
go after that.
Yes, because I have forgotten that because I still need to finish Lower Decks so I can cancel that.
Yeah, I had started watching Lower Decks. So I was like, well, I guess gonna have to find another way for that. But yeah, the fact that they are specifically, you know, the paywall to get to some Transformers media. I mean, yeah. I don't think that it had anything to do with why Nightshade felt kind of sidelined in a lot of the later stuff. I think a lot of that was just the writers not being up to putting a lot of thought. And I mean, honestly, in the two specials, most of the later Terrans are a little bit sidelined. It's mostly just a Twitch and Thrash story.
Because it does seem to focus on them with the kids anyway.
Yeah. So that's... I'm not going to blame that on Paramount, but it definitely makes it feel like... I mean, Cyberworld isn't even being done through them. It's just straight to YouTube because it's not a show. It's content, which is a whole thing I can give a speech about some media not... my other thing I was thinking of being my other contender for biggest disappointment was just that Cyberworld is this content that's just based on a kind of game that I have deep reservations about the youths playing. So yeah. It's like the least possible kind of framing device for a Transformers story that could appeal to me. But no, it's fascism.
Yes, that. Well, that's for this entire year.
Yeah. That's the
biggest disappointment. There was, I swear there was some toy I opened sometime this year, but I can't remember what the fuck it was that pissed me off. You
should lighten it up and make it petty, because sometimes being petty is like a relief.
I want to be petty is the thing. Whatever it is, I must have stuffed away in a box because I don't remember what it is.
So now. Bad you want to forget it. So that's fair.
Yeah, I think it was just like, what the fuck? It must have come out really early in the year, because I'm trying to scroll back for even pictures of toys I took this year. I was like, what the fuck? What? I don't know.
You liked it so little that you didn't even bother photographing it.
Yeah, I stuffed it away. I
tossed it in a bin.
No, I must. I put so many pictures in the toy thread or toy channel that it's like I don't remember what it was. What the fuck? It is gonna annoy me for the rest of the night.
So, what are you most looking forward to in 2026? I was gonna say most exciting news, but I feel like news primarily encompasses like things we've seen official reveals for, and not just things that
because
we vaguely know.
Liege Maximo. I want Liege Maximo. But we don't know exactly what Liege Maximo is, other than there's been AI art mock-ups of it, which probably aren't exactly what it's going
to
be.
You know, I'm just going
I did like the one that was like a Styracosaurus or something. That was kind of a neat idea.
I'm just going to call it most anticipated 2026 thing. And that's going to be Liege Maximo, because we know that I am a noted G2 enjoyer. Mm. Also Trickster Gods. So I am fingers crossed that it's not like a huge failure of a toy, but I think the Primes have generally been pretty solid.
Oh yeah, because they're different things. I got a freaking half translucent squid in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, they're wacky.
So
they've been good.
I'm hopeful. It sounds, have we had a size class confirmation? Is he going to be a leader class?
I would hope. No, I don't think we've had a size class confirmation. But if we're going to get a leader class out of one of them, it really should be him.
I was going to say,
he's got to be at least Voyager.
If he's a deluxe, I'm going to cry.
No, I don't think anyone would be crazy enough to try to make him a deluxe.
Yeah, I'm hoping for leader. I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that he's a leader class. There's always rumors. They're always like hinting at studio. I mean, they like, I don't know, random people on the internet who say things, always suggesting studio series IDW. But I mean, everybody's making Tarns.
Yeah, we got so many Tarns. Like,
so many
where's
Tarns.
Where's the rest of them?
And Rodimus. We get Tarns and Rodimus.
Yeah.
But none of that is solid enough that I feel like it's fair to make that, like, actually anticipated. But Liege Maximo is a thing that is absolutely going to happen this next year. I'm very excited to finally see, because, man, they are saving him for last, and it's driving me crazy.
Which, again, means he's probably going to be big. He's like a centerpiece.
Oh, he better be. He better be great. I mean, people like Lokis.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard the thing about his weapon, like his official weapon being darts previously, but, man, that's great. That's great.
That's weird.
No, because that's a Loki thing.
Yeah.
It's the story with Baldur and the mistletoe darts. Anyway. Sorry.
Oh, what was the I have her on my desk, I can't remember. The Orange Widow thingy from the movie that came out.
Oh, like, wasn't it like Widowmaker?
Yeah, something like that. She's fine. She's mostly not disappointing. She just has the loosest hips of any toy I think I've ever had.
Oh, no. She's got loose
hips.
Like,
you pick
her
up and she just wobbles. Thankfully, her boots are so big, she will stay thing. I guess that's... Also, I must be forgetting something from this year that I put away.
You will remember at some point. Yeah.
I'm going to remember after we're done recording. It's going to annoy the piss out.
Oh, that sucks. Nope, I'm just happy about my boys. Mm. Happy for my boys. So glad. They're like right in front of me on my desk, and I'm just sitting here grinning at them. I gotta get some shelves, though, so they can be up on a shelf where they belong.
Yeah, I know. I need to get more shelving and dust and things.
But, yeah, also take things off the bookcase. I think that wraps it up for 2026, or 2025. God.
2025, we're not...
Words
don't
are...
Don't rush you.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, I guess we could skip ahead after the last few years and just advance.
Yeah, let's just get to 2030.
Yeah.
I was looking at the show notes where it said most exciting 2026 news, and it just interfered with my word speaky ability. The words happening. We both have one last new episode of Stranger Things waiting for us.
To watch right after this.
It was funny listening to, because I do listen to Radio Free Cybertron, and listening to them talking about the frequency reveal, being like, so, does anybody here watch Stranger Things? And they're all like, nope. What the hell, I mean, guys? Come on.
The van doesn't actually, or hasn't yet gotten enough to do it. It was heavily featured in one episode.
It's being driven around. It was in the first drop a lot.
Yeah.
It hasn't been in the second drop as much, but it was in the first drop pretty heavily. But yes, we are going to wrap up so we can go get to that. And I'm just saying, kissing needs to happen between the certain characters. And people are welcome to guess who I mean.
Yeah.
Just Sleeping Beauty thing. Anyway. So that is it for 2025. We will be back. Maybe we'll try to make a New Year's resolution to stick to a better schedule, but who knows?
Roughly every fortnight. We've been close to on that.
I used to like using the word fortnight so much before it became something else.
Stupid game, yeah.
Stupid kids. Stupid children playing their dumb game. And they had to make a whole Transformers series on that whole premise. Stupid kind of game. Which is funny, because a decade ago, if they had made a Transformers game where they were in, like, an MMORPG, I would have been like, woo! This is the best!
It is kind of a little late.
But now they're in a kind of game that I don't care for, and... Now I'm like, this is dumb.
It's not a bad series. It's just not for us.
Yeah, it's not for us. It's content. Like I said, it's content. It's for unattended small children with iPads. Whatever. I'm old. I'm old and out of touch. The world is no longer designed for me. Except it is, because... Just this month, Target had a Transformer that turned into a DeLorean time machine. So,
yeah.
Literally, the world is still being made for people our age.
Yeah.
So that is it for 2025. We're going to go watch some Stranger Things and have lots of feelings about lots of things. And we will see you next year. So until then, this has been Jen.
And David, I have apparently forgotten the worst thing of this year, toy-wise, anyway.
You'll come upon it in a box and then be like, damn it, that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm stopping.
Venom was good. He's a nice little side thing. Oh. Thank you. Silver, get out of my lap. Okay, fine, sit there.
I did see, I put the thing about most exciting 2026 news, but I don't even know what exciting 2026 news is like.
Think about it when we get there. I don't... The primes, I guess?
I mean, the...
Oh, news for 2026.
Like, right. Stuff that we know about that is coming out next year. Because all the stuff that I can think of that I'm that interested in...
Finishing the primes.
Yeah, and that's
just...
Which
is most Liege Maximo. That's it.
I mean, that's the thing, is Liege Maximo has not been revealed in any way, and...
Officially, outside of the AI art nonsense, but pretty much he's gonna look something like that. It's just a question of... Get off! What are you doing? I don't want you to turn off Audacity.
She's gotta cause problems. She says
she
needs to help.
She's reaching for the scissors.
That picture I took of Anastasia and Windsor, where Windsor was just, like, hugging her. They're too good.
Do you want to play with the plastic? Here,
they're
take
two
the plastic
siblings.
Wrap. Don't chew it, but you carry it.
They're very siblings.
No? Okay, good.
They are the twins.
Silver does this. Well, Silver does many weird things, but did you see the video of her in the freezer?
Yes. I've had a couple who I like. Actually, every time I open the refrigerator to, like, pack a lunch, Edgar has to check it out. But when I had Reef and when I had Loki, they would both have to be dragged bodily from the lower shelf of the refrigerator. Like,
I think some of them have, like, gotten in there before, but she's more persistent and loves to get in the freezer. I wonder if it's just because she was outside and misses freezing to death.
She's like, I want to be cold for a bit.
She does seem to... She likes to pick up ice cubes, which is possibly why she likes to get in the freezer.
Aww.
She'll pick them up in her mouth that have fallen on the floor, because they do that sometimes.
She wants to play.
And she will carry them into the living room with the carpet.
Aww, she wants to ruin your carpet.
Yes. Well, one ice cube probably wouldn't ruin the carpet, but she does it all the time, so...
All right, we ready to get started?
Yes, I think so. I will continue opening my blokies.
Get started. I have one blokey. I have one blocky. I told my comic shop guy today that we have started referring to them individually as blokes.
I mean, yeah.
But, I got one Galaxy Defender one at the comic shop when I was picking up my pull, and it was just, like, the Optimus Prime vehicle mode. So, still hoping for that SG side swipe. I should probably just buy the case.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's just a 1 in 12, but... I mean, I've already got, like...
I know, I'm just saying, like...
Four...
I don't remember who else was in that set, but, like... Like, that's the one I want.
Yeah. All right.
But you can have that.
We are gonna do an episode.
Yes.
Hello, and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for, we're just going to say December 2025.